Well, here's something for you. The Democrats that traveled out of Texas, that fled Texas to avoid the voting laws, now six of them have tested positive for COVID. You saw all of the pictures, smiling and waving, mask-free on their private charter plane. If they had flown commercial, they would have been required to wear masks and so forth. I'm not saying it would have made a difference, but it would have changed the optics, that's for sure. Six now infected out of the 60. The one in 10, by the way, all fully vaccinated were the people on that plane. And now the Democrats from Texas say they'll do no more daily updates on new cases. Yeah, I'd be a little embarrassed, too. You flee Texas to try to prove your point, and you have a super spreader event amongst yourselves on a private jet to Washington, D.C. Congratulations. Shifting now to the politics of Arizona, Maricopa County. Arizona's Senate President Karen Fann is standing up for we the people, so says my next guest, Ed Martin. He is the president of the Phyllis Schlafly Eagles. Ed, welcome back to the program.
Excuse me, Steve. Thank you. Thanks very much. Appreciate the chance to talk with you and your listeners.
Good to have you here. So it says, you said this, actually, a couple of days ago. You said the narrative machine is in overdrive, but the truth is on the march. Despite what fake news wants you to believe, there are major discrepancies in Arizona's election process. There's no disputing that anymore. Give the folks, because we just had a couple of callers checking in saying, listen, how do you get to the bottom of all this? And I guess persistence might be the answer. But what do we know and what do we honestly know? No speculation.
Right, right. Hard exactly. Facts. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's more important, especially in the environment we're in. And what Senator Fann did, and I know you and your listeners are pretty used to politicians, so she did not do the, you know, kind of hysterical, oh, my gosh, look what happened. In fact, she put a statement out afterwards saying nothing's going to change the election. We had a constitution that played out, but we're going to get to the bottom of this. What she found and what the auditors found was two things. I just leave two buckets. I would say one is they found discrepancies, things like there appeared to be votes that were counted that may not have been ballots may not have been requested. There appear to have been some votes that came in and the ballots looked like they were duplicate. There were discrepancies in what how to get from the actual count through an audit. The second bucket was a request had been made to the election authorities to give over information. And they're refusing, either saying it doesn't exist or they're just not complying. And Senator Fann's point is the one we should all be saying. It doesn't matter now why you worry about the election. It doesn't matter if you were, you know, Hillary told you it was the Russians in 2016 and you don't think the elections are good, or Trump told you that the election was stolen. We need to get to the bottom and have more confidence. So what Senator Fann did was hold the press conference. This is where, Steve, I really worry about the Republic. And I'm not joking when I say this. You and I both know, as people who've watched politicians and journalism, that if a politician does something with enough meat on the bone, the journalists will usually go find out and figure it out, right? In other words, a press conference where they say, here's some auditors.
But in this case, they don't care. No,
they don't care.
The media in America is a bunch of sloths. It is.
Right.
We have a bunch of lazy people who regurgitate the talking points of one political party by and large. They go for the low-hanging fruit. They don't look. They're not curious, because all of these folks went to college together. You see, the politicians and the media stars all were in the same fraternities and the same sororities, and they hang out at the same parties, and they don't want to be excluded because they want their past to get into the cool people party. That's what a lot of this is about. It's about prestige and power and access. The truth? Who cares about the truth?
Right. Well, and as you say, it used to be that if you were hungry as a journalist, you could make a break. And you could get a break. Now, the way to get a break and get ahead is to play along with the elites, to play along with the ruling class. But back to Arizona for a second. What we can hope for, and we should hope for, and that why I put that press release out, is that more of the good guys and gals keep pushing towards the truth. And I'll give you another example. I wasn't happy with the Select Committee in the U.S. Congress picked by Pelosi on January 6th. I am happy this morning that I read the news that Jim Jordan is going to be on that committee, and he's going to be a bulldog and a couple others, by the way. So we got to keep fighting. And here's the wrinkle, Steve. If we don't figure out how to make sure the elections not only are done well, but that people believe in it, people won't vote in 2022 and 2024 because they won't believe in it.
Well, that's the, and let me just say for the record again, that is the dumbest possible reaction. I hear people say it to me on the hotline here. You know, I'm not going to vote in the election. So let me get this straight. The opposite side of who you wanted to win cheated, and therefore you're going to resign that they're going to cheat and continue that way? No, sir. If they cheated, yeah, and you know it, you fight harder to make sure that things are right. This idea, I'm not going to vote because they cheated. You surrender? I don't, because that just makes me angry, Ed. It makes me angry.
Well, that's Steve, that's why your voice is important to explain that to people, because people are people. You know, I know you don't you're not normal, and people that are normal, they say, you know what? I waited 2 hours. I hear it all the time too. They say I waited 2 hours in a line and they stole it. And I say, well, wait a second. And I'm not going to vote. And I say, wait a second, just like you did. You know, I was with General Flynn, Steve, in California for about 5 days and Arizona. He and I went to Arizona first and when that hearing happened. And he gave a speech. I've heard him say it before. He says, local action, national impact. And his encouragement to people, which, of course, coming from him is a big, you know, it's a bigger voice than mine. He just says, you got it. You can't quit. Whatever level you're going to fight it. And back to this point. I encouraged Senator Fan, and I put out a press release, got a great response, because I want her to feel politicians are a certain animal, and they need to be encouraged. If the media is not going to tell them attaboy, we the people have to say attaboy. And that's another part of this to encourage. Because, look, at the end of this session, Senator Fan simply said, we got a lot more we need. We're going to subpoena it, and let's get to the bottom of it. So there's more to come. And also in politics and in life, Steve, there's not that many knockout blows. It's a thousand cuts, you know, a thousand inches.
And, Ed, I want to go back to something you said there. Ed Martin from Phyllis Schlafly Eagles. You said, you know, the Electoral College was certified. That's it. It's over. But I wonder if in some of these cases, if it is beyond the shadow of a doubt that here are 70,000 ballots, they were never requested, somehow it's proven that by and large they're fraudulent. And I'm not saying they are or not, but I'm saying if they're proven that way, there has to be a remedy, because you can't have an election stand that is fraudulent. And until that can be proven, we don't have that question. But I believe that a court would have to stand in and say, listen, this is beyond what could have been anticipated. It was done at such a level and a scale that could not be anticipated, and therefore we set aside the electors. The states have to have that power because they control their own electors. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah. No, Steve, I totally agree. And let me be clear about something. When somebody like her or even I echo those words, what we're saying is in normal times there's no remedy, but we're not in normal times. And again, I'll say General Flynn gave a speech. Someone asked this exact question. He said, look, if you know history, you know that at various times, especially in the first 50 years, things got so upside down that things that people never thought happened could happen. And I think that's exactly right. Look, if we find it was real fraud, it's obvious, there's going to have to be a remedy. It may be a political remedy where the pressure on the Congress to do something, impeachment or otherwise, is real. But again, until we get patriots like Senator Fan, who are willing to spend their time and energy digging in and showing more of what the problems are, we're just going to be arguing about, you know, who stole my homework in the eighth grade, which is exactly what the left wants us to do.
Vote. Do not let them demoralize you, because that's part of the plan. Demoralize you, then they'll never vote again. Yes. Yes, we will. Ed Martin, thank you very much. Vote every time.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty.
Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.